12 minutos en Estación de Rebelde en esta noche con los 5 latinos. Tenemos un oyente en línea. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, ¿cómo usted está?
Muy bien. ¿Usted se llama?
Juan García.
¿De dónde llamo, Juan?
De Luyano.
¿De Luyano? ¿De qué parte de Luyano?
Aquí de La Habana.
¿De dónde?
Aquí en La Habana, Luyano.
Sí, pero ¿en qué parte de Luyano?
De octubre.
De octubre. Bueno, acá, dígame.
Bueno, me gustaría oír un montón de ojos porque soy un actor de hace muchos años que jugaba en televisión, ¿no? Y siempre tuve mi repertorio a los 5 latinos.
¿Sí?
En los doblajes, sí, como que no.
¿Usted se trabajaba con ellos en los doblajes?
En los doblajes.
¿Y cuál canción utilizaba esa?
Usé uno de tus ojos, quiéreme siempre, que fue el primer nombre que ustedes pusieron, ¿no? Que se hizo muy famoso.
Sí, claro, fue una de las canciones más populares del repertorio de ellos.
Yo quiero en nombre de esto, ¿verdad?, felicitar al programa, es increíble. Considero que no se acabe nunca, que se mantenga, y muchísimas gracias y felicitaciones a todo el personal de ellos.
O sea, el recuerdo que usted tiene de la canción específicamente es eso, no un recuerdo personal de que usted tiene algún tipo de...
No, porque lo utilizaba en los doblajes que hacía.
Pero no ve humo, no tienen el recuerdo humo de los ojos de nadie.
Sí, sí, como que no.
Ah, bueno, entonces sí, es lo que estáis tratando de buscar.
Sí,
¿no?
Como que no, lo que pasa es que ya los años, tengo bastantes años ya.
Que tiene que ver, pero los recuerdos están ahí.
Sí, como que no.
Estela Raval tiene más que usted y sin embargo, mire, todavía
sí,
no, la, canta.
La admiré mucho cuando llegó aquí a La Habana.
Por eso le digo que Humo en tus ojos es una de las grandes canciones de los 5 latinos, claro. de las primeras.
¿Cómo que no?
Canciones de su repertorio.
Me recuerdo.
Las que...
Yesterday, when we first began to investigate this, I ran through a few of the same things I talked about just now. I pointed out that I have been literally mentored by one individual in particular for right now a good 10 years. And it's been kind of a peculiar relationship where he virtually never tells me things, in a sense. Well, absolutely doesn't answer questions. He's mellowing out a little bit finally in the last year or so, but for the most part, he would never answer any questions. He couldn't answer, get a straight answer. But nevertheless, he sensitized me to ideas and one thing or another, and insights, and made me able to discern truth far better than I could. And I will be indebted for the balance of my natural life for the education he's provided to me. There's a second individual closely associated with the first who's recently expressed an interest in also trying to educate me, bring me up to speed. But both of the individuals are disinclined to share their knowledge with the great unwashed. The passage in the Bible, it says this, Matthew 7:6, when the Christ declared, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." The point here, they read this, and this resonates with them in the Bible, and they believe that it's unwise to share what we can call the technology of freedom with the masses, the great unwashed. Talking about you and me. It's their opinion that we should not cast our pearls of wisdom and understanding before these swine, and by swine, speaking euphemistically, but they are essentially saying the average American isn't fit to be free. And they have a point. Because very few people understand that freedom doesn't simply mean that you have the right to do anything you want to do. Most people look at freedom. Hey, I can do whatever I want. I can stay up as late as I want. I can drive as fast as I want. I can do anything I want to do because I'm free. Freedom will in fact allow you to do anything you want. But the flip side of freedom is personal responsibility. If you are going to be free, you must also be personally responsible for whatever you do. And if in the process of exercising your freedom, you decide to ride, you decide to drive your new car 100 miles an hour in a school zone, and you happen to kill a couple of kids, guess what? Your freedom is done. You're going bye-bye because you're a damn fool. Every time you have a right, the flip side of every right is a duty. If there is no duty, it is no right. If there is no right, there is no duty. You understand it? This is a correlation that goes back in time. It's a fundamental correlation.
Just refused to move again. It was a thing that happened next, though, to make Balaam's knees get weak. That donkey still would not get up, but she began to speak. Said, Balaam, you're to blame. The way you beat me is a shame. Cause all I've done is try to save your life. And the angel of the Lord appeared with a flaming sword in his hand. Balaam fell down on his face, a very frightened man. The angel said, Balaam, you'd be dead if your donkey hadn't connected. But I was waiting there to part your hair when you and my sword connected. Balaam then repented for his sin. He promised not to act like that again. And I hope he learned his lesson about God's reward for greed. But you know, it's that talking donkey that really saves his day. That donkey's just a donkey, but she's still the main guy you. And that's the point of all the stories. The Lord's the one who makes the choice. We don't know the reason and the plan behind his choosing. So when the Lord starts using you, don't you pay it any mind. He could have used a dog next door if he'd been so inclined.